With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So, Kobe, thanks so much for doing the podcast. We're right, they're breaking down the Active Intelligent Packaging Association conference as we talk. There's going to be people probably tearing down the backdrop. But I did want to talk to you because we are one of the few Bluetooth companies at this show. Most of it's kind of wall-to-wall RFID and other stuff that's got nothing to do with wireless. So what are you doing at the show?
First, I want to congratulate you for the final funding. It was a strategic one from Merck Ventures and also Qualcomm. This is really a stamp that's saying, okay, that you are really in the right direction with the right product, and I appreciate this. And I'm saying this from the position that we are also using Bluetooth, so.
Yes, all boats rise. Yeah. And there's been a lot of excitement about passive Bluetooth at the conference. But I don't want this to be about us. I'd like love it to be about you, but yeah, we really appreciate those comments. And I think what you're doing is super interesting because you are making packaging more intelligent. How do you do that?
Okay, so we are really doing this using Bluetooth. This is for the beginning, but Water.io is doing a Internet of Packaging platform, which says that the packages are becoming smart and becoming also active. So compared to other NFC or RFID system, these packages are active because on the application that we see, that something that goes to consumer package goods, to the CPGs market, needs to be active. You don't want the customer that's using the package or taking his pills or need to replenish his liquid detergent, we start to take his phone and tap or scan or capture one time a day, two time a day, three times a day because he's taking his pills. You want it to be transparent, you want it to work flawless, so you want it really works good and it was going to, and you want it to work with the things that you are using every day, which is your smartphone that is equipped with the Bluetooth. And you can walk nearby the product or put it phone, even in your pocket, it's still synchronized with the package, it's still notifying you when something is running out and you don't need to do, from your point of view, anything. And this is why we decided to select Bluetooth, although there would be many noises when we established the company. We're a startup company, so why are you not using NFC? Why not NFC? The price position or other thing?
But so NFC is cheaper, but it relies on the user to do a bunch of stuff. And it doesn't seem like a lot to tap, but I think we found that anytime you ask users to do anything, then success starts to drift away. So this bit's all regular water bottle, and it's the cap that has a Bluetooth radio.
Yeah.
And is that true of that as well? That's got a Bluetooth radio in the.
Yeah,
in the cap?
This is a liquid laundry detergent.
Okay.
Yes.
I should lift this up.
Yeah, this one is the water one.
Yeah.
This one is the like everybody know the Henkel or the Persil liquid detergent. That this is again this is a smart cap that can monitor each time that you are running a wash. And it's you closing the cap knows that you have been using the package.
Right.
It measures how much it was used by each wash. It's transferred to our platform, our Internet of Packaging platform, that using algorithm can estimate, using AI, estimate when it's going to run out, and then report it to your app and say, okay, you want to replenish, you want to reorder another one, we can handle it using regular e-commerce one.
So you have a Bluetooth radio,
yeah,
and I just saw a light go off, so it's actually confirming it's registered something. How did it know I took the cap off?
Okay, so first of all, you can see that it knows, he knows that you took the cap off. If you put the cap back, it will know that you took the cap.
Yeah, really
put it back on the table, and it will measure how much water was consumed from
so you infer itself. Consumption by the number of times the cap was taken?
No, we are really measuring the water level.
Oh.
So, yeah, we have a unique technology that measures the height of the level of the water or the level of the liquid detergent or even count pills or different sensor, and we really turning the packages to become smart. You can see if you open the cap, you see the sensor that is measuring.
So is this water, if I drink this, will I get...
Yeah, this is a good one.
It's okay, I can just drink it?
Yeah, you can drink it. But take a long zip. Yeah, turn it off, put it on the table.
Okay.
We will get the measurements. So you see that now it's detects, don't vibrate it. It detects and... It's wait for the water to be stable and
same pressure.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And the label is 350 at this level. This is 250. And we got...
Oh, it's 350. That is incredible.
Yeah, that's incredible. And you can track how much you're drinking every day. You can put your profile.
This is such a good idea.
Yeah, you can put your
personal profile. Because I should drink more water. I know it's good for me. And for whatever reason, I just don't do it.
Yeah.
And
lately, we ran a few pilots, and one of them was showing that people are really taking a look and look in the app more than 7 times a day to look that they're hydrated, and they even consume almost 20% more because of the technology, because of the reminder. Also, our cap is reminding by blinking. By blinking, remind you that you didn't drink enough
in
the last 30 minutes.
Yeah. So you're helping the world to be more hydrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I'm in the business of selling water bottles, then this is useful.
Yeah.
And I would think with detergent, which costs a lot more than water, it's even more valuable.
Yeah, this is one more valuable. No one likes to grab this from the supermarket and that it's quite heavy. This is even the small one. When you take a 2-liter, 3-liter, it's really heavy. And this is... One business case of replenish. We also other business cases for medicine, for example, that remind you to track, that we order you. Let's say, for example, in a chronic care, people that are continue to get their medicines every week or every month that needs to reorder it. So there are many opportunities to make products smart and really we think that we are going to change the market.
So where are you seeing the best ROI? Because it seems to me that maybe pharmaceuticals would be really compelling because I'm getting value as a consumer, but as a pharma company, obviously I want people to take their meds, A, because I want to sell more meds, and B, if they don't, then they're not going to get well, and it's going to make me look bad, and I'm sure the doctors want that as well, because they're being measured more on outcomes and maybe even being paid on outcomes eventually. Yeah. But the flip side is pharma is like full of regulations and that sort of thing. Have you hit that obstacle, and is pharma the best application?
Every vertical has its own ROI or its own benefits. For example, in the pharma, even the insurance company would like you to have something that remind you and track that you really took your pills, because otherwise you will be hospitalized again. But there are different verticals. One of the main things that we see all over this, so also the pharma, also the consumer packaged goods, everything, that we are the one that supplies data to the brand owners. Okay. Besides giving the benefits, for example, for take your pills or keeping your hydration and your health, so we're giving data to the brands themselves. Then no one of them has till now know who is the customer. It's the first time they know who is the customer for the bottle, who is the customer for the replenish one.
And these are the companies that actually have the money. The retailers, they don't have any money. It's all razor thin.
Yeah, retailers are some kind of box movers, but the brand owners. they're missing the Google. They miss the gap of what Google or Facebook have today of the data about who is using the product, who is the customers, who is searching, for example. And consumer packages don't have this data. They have only the back of the customer that is buying it in the supermarket from this point and don't know anything.
So I guess I'm just trying to think what useful data they get. Obviously, getting to sell you something when you've finished it is very useful. I guess they, depending on the app, they may know something about you. If you've registered with Facebook, then maybe they have a sense of who you are, and then they can look at your consumption by whatever the dimensions are. What data is interesting to brands?
Brands want to know on the basic thing, first of all, what is the profile of the user that is using the product? How they're using the product, how they can improve the product. And everything is moving today to e-commerce. So there are few giants that are controlling the e-commerce, which is Amazon that we know, a little bit Walmart is playing there, and we know also about Tesco. But and the brands themselves are outside because the data is at Amazon, the data is maybe at Google, but they don't want. So we are closing the gap. We're closing the gap of bringing them the data, giving them the ability to run the e-commerce, replenish, and know who is the customer, and also suggest them direct engagement with the customer. This is something that Amazon is doing on a daily basis, Google is doing on a daily basis, and Facebook and others doing daily basis. But the companies that are manufacture billions of products every day, which can be cosmetics, pharma, beverages, detergent, anything, don't know who is the customer and what value they can bring directly to them with the engagement.
So this is a fundamental change in the dynamics of retailing.
Yeah.
How do the retailers feel about this? Are you getting any pushback from retailers who are kind of getting proprietary? Do they feel like you're enabling an end run?
Currently, we are more in contact with the brands.
Okay.
And the brands are really surprised about this technology. And they're eager to move on. And what we're doing in the last year is working with the brands and moving to them into step by step by proof of concept, doing some small pilot, medium pilot, and then going into the market. We have products that are going to be in the market next year. And this is really excited from their point of view that suddenly they're able to see a dashboard where the customer is located, how they're using the product, how much they're using each product. So this is really exciting. I think that all this domain is really exciting also for you because everything is changing.
Absolutely. No. So it sounds like you're at the POC stage, and in terms of your coverage, you're an Israeli company.
Yeah.
As are we. I just happen to have a British accent. Is most of the pilots, are they going on in Israel or are they going out all around the world?
No, we have customers in Israel, but Israel is more known for the R&D, and we have all the innovation and R&D teams that are in Israel, but most of our clients are global brands that we're all familiar with, which I cannot say the names, but
yeah.
and this we are going internationally with this product.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. I think you've really hit on something. I congratulate you. I love that demo. And thanks for squeezing us in at the end of this conference.
Yeah, it was, we've been quite busy, but we succeeded at the end. And and I'm very happy that, you know, you took the point of, the technology and trying to take this to the next step. And I'm for sure, I hope, because we are also in Israel and your R&D is in Israel,
yes,
that we will hope to be the first customer that implement a product with your
fantastic
technology.
Fantastic. Well, appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kobe.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.
So did you have a chance to think about what three songs you want to take to Mars?
Yeah. I was trying to analyze what would be nice to go there. If you have a ticket,
I think Richard Branson's already got the website up and running. You can book.
Ground control.
Yeah,
for some reason, the music's not working, and you can only take vinyl, so there's only three.
Okay, so I think two out of the three are real vinyl.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
One is the David Bowie, Space Oddity.
Space Oddity. It's a classic
one. The other one is also vinyl. It's the final countdown of Europe.
Oh,
remember? You're familiar with them? Yeah, it's quite. we don't look younger, so we know. So we know about this.
You're dating me, but I am 55, so that is my era.
Okay, I look young because I sleep in the refrigerator, but not so young.
All right.
And the third one is the sky is full of stars. It's Coldplay.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah. Now, I saw Coldplay in San Diego recently, and they had the most amazing wireless technology. And I don't know whether it was Zigbee or Bluetooth, but they have these bracelets, and everyone in the audience...
That's amazing. That's amazing. I saw this in YouTube. That's amazing how they succeed to do it in one shot, that everything is working.
One of the most interesting wireless applications next to this one.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.